I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape. And coming up later in the program, we're going to meet two Alvin Ailey dancers. And also, we're going to hear about a pop-up circus that's coming to town. But first, here are some of the stories that our St. Louis Public Radio newsroom is following today. The City Arch River 2015 Foundation is holding a rally this afternoon to announce its fundraising campaign to the public. Foundation leaders are expected to discuss the fundraising progress to date and announce the goal for the public fundraising campaign. The St. Charles County Council is expected to vote on Monday on an issue related to red light cameras. A bill has been introduced that would put before voters the question of whether red light cameras should be prohibited in both incorporated and unincorporated areas of St. Charles County. And startup companies that are finalists for the Arch Grants are getting a tour of the St. Louis region today. They'll make their final pitches for the $50,000 grants tomorrow. And join St. Louis Public Radio this afternoon for local and regional news and throughout the day on our website, stlpublicradio.org. The University of Missouri St. Louis, the Two Hill Performing Arts Center, and Jazz St. Louis present the 11th annual Greater St. Louis Jazz Festival. It continues tonight through tomorrow. The three-day festival encourages music education and allows students to interact with great jazz artists. Cuban-born jazz trumpeter, pianist, and composer, and 10-time Grammy Award winner Arturo Sandoval performs tonight at 8 at the Two Hill. And earlier, producer Alex Hoyer spoke with Sandoval and Jim Widener, director of UMSL's Jazz Studies program. He first asked Sandoval about the seemingly declining role of music education in schools.
I think it's extremely important to keep alive the music education in the school and all over in school of music. And as many way we could help to keep the music alive and the enthusiasm and the desire to get familiar with music in the best way, that's something we shouldn't get tired to work and help and fight for that, because I believe it's extremely important for the next generations to come.
And what do you think are some of the best ways to do that, to teach young people about music?
One of the things I'm doing personally, we create here the Arturo Sandoval Institute, which is a non-profit, 100% non-profit organization in the state of California. And we're really trying to help kids, to provide them instrument, scholarship, private lesson, all kind of tuition, you know, and we're really trying our best to help as many as we could.
Mm-hmm. Before I play a sample of your piece from your 2013 album, Dear Diz, I'm curious as to how you would describe your style of music to someone who might not be familiar with it.
that's a little, I don't know, it's a little difficult to put in one box, because I love music, you know, I love music, period. I love music, all kind of good music. For me, music is only one, the good one. I've been trying all my life to learn music. I don't discriminate anything. I don't try to avoid to listen to anything. I try to listen as many style and many different kind of music as I can, and I embrace all and I love all. And that has been my desire, my life for many, many years, you know. And I'm still doing that. And that reflects in my playing, too, because I've been recording with so many artists, you know, different kind of artists over so many years. And also in my records, you can find a group of, big group of different style of music. And I enjoy all of them equally.
Who are some of the people, I'm thinking of non-jazz artists, who are some of your favorite performers?
Oh, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a big fan of Impressionist composer like Ravel, Debussy, Satie, all those French composers. And also I love, I'm a big, big, huge fan of Rachmaninoff. I love all these three piano concertos and all his concertos and pieces of music. And I also, because I'm kind of very involved now writing a score for movies, I also listen a lot to John Williams. and Hoffman, all those great movies composer, I listen to that a lot too.
But now back to your music. We have a sample of your piece. I mentioned that it's off your 2013 album, Dear Diz. I want to play a piece of this. This is Salt Peanuts. That's Arturo Sandoval's Salt Peanuts. It's off of his 2013 Grammy Award-winning album, Dear Diz. I have to say, that music wants to make me dance.
Dear Diz, Every Day I Think of You. That's the full title of the album.
What was that song about, Salt Peanuts?
Oh, that's one of the album has 11 tunes, 11 compositions. The first 10... that belongs to Dizzy. They are all Dizzy Gillespie compositions with new arrangement and a wonderful charm written by the great, great musician here in Los Angeles.
And Dizzy Gillespie was one of the artists that influenced you.
Dizzy was my hero even way before I met him. And after that, he is still my hero, but after that, when I met him, he became my mentor, and he helped me a lot. Actually, he brought me to the U.S. Mm-hmm. 1990.
And you got to perform with him for the first time, I think I read, in the 70s?
77, when he came to Cuba the very first time.
Must have been quite an experience.
Yeah, it's a blessing. That was a gift from God to have that opportunity to meet your hero, and later on became a close friend. It's a gift from God.
I looked at your upcoming touring schedule, at least 20 stops before the end of the year. I'm curious, after performing for some 5 decades now, what is it that keeps you going? What gets you excited?
You know what? It's the music. That's my passion. That's my life. That's my way of expression. I have to be around the music every day, all the time. That's the keep me alive and keep me happy and keep me, you know, so enjoy life in general. I think I cannot conceive life without being involved with the music all the time.
You talked a moment ago about composing for film and the story of your life, having been born in Cuba, having defected to the United States, and of your many accomplishments, both as a performer and a composer, was documented in a film in 2000, and it was called For Love or Country, the Arturo Sandoval story.
It's a feature movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a documentary. It's a feature movie, 2 hours. And I'm very grateful that the HBO decided to do that because I'm going to tell you, everybody has a story to tell and to share. And if HBO decide to do and my story, I really appreciate that. And it's a privilege. It's an honor. And also, it's a big honor for me because I won an Emmy Award with the score for that movie.
And that movie having been 14 years ago now, I'm wondering, how would you want the story to be told differently? What's happened in the last 14 years that you would want to be in the movie that isn't, perhaps?
You know, I'm going to tell you, I'm playing music for 54 years. And it's impossible to put in 2 hours 54 years of working and playing and doing things. And it's a lot of things they're not in the movie, but whatever is in the movie is very accurate. It's according to reality, according to what happens.
I'm joined here in the studio by Jim Widener. He's the director of jazz studies at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Hello, Mr. Jim. How are you?
Oh, Arturo, good day. We're just so excited to have you here. I just can't even begin to tell you. I'm not sure who's more excited, me or my students.
Thank you so much, man. It's a privilege to talk to you and get access to your audience in the station.
And before we went on the air here, I was talking with Jim, and he mentioned that you and Maynard Ferguson, the great Maynard Ferguson, were the first opening concert of the Two Hill Performing Arts Center back in 2003.
Wow, yes. Maynard is one of those trumpet players that is a hero of every trumpet player. He was a unique trumpet player and a wonderful human being, great person. And we played several times. And I'm going to tell you that I keep a wonderful memories of him.
Jim Widener, I mentioned at the outset that the Greater St. Louis Jazz Festival, one of its primary goals is education and allowing young musicians to connect with these acclaimed artists. What is it for you and for your students that really excites them about this?
About having Arturo here, about the festival, it's just the fact that they get to actually rub elbows and share the stage with these legends. And as Arturo has, I think, so aptly stated, it's not just jazz, it's in music. And, of course, the festival obviously is built around, you know, the jazz genre, if you will. But once again, as Arturo has stated, he loves for music. And this is really what it's all about. And like I said, the festival happens to be centered around jazz. And having the personality of Arturo here is just, I mean, we have talked about this now for a year. When we decided who we wanted for this year, the first name that came up was Arturo Sandoval. And
wow.
we finally get to put this together. And just having him here, like I said, has just got us all so pumped. I would have to say, and I don't want to embarrass Arturo, but I would say right now, Arturo is probably the closest thing to a rock star that we've ever had here for the festival. He is that, his personality, his musicality, he's the total package, and we're just so blessed to have him with us this year.
You made me feel embarrassed. But also very happy, to be honest, very happy as well to hear your opinion, because I strongly believe that excess of modesty is hypocrisy. It's nice when you work so hard for so many years and the people recognize and appreciate and admire that, to feel and to hear that kind of recognition is very rewarding, and it's good for my soul. To keep trying and keep practicing every day and keep loving making music.
Well, when you hear the reaction not only from our students but from the audience at the concert, you'll understand exactly what I have just said and how accurate that really is. So thank you so much for being a part of our festival this year, Arturo.
I hope I don't going to be disappointed. You know, I'm going to try my best to honor your recommendation.
Thank you so much for joining us, Arturo Sandoval. We very much appreciate
your
time.
Thank you so much. so much. Thank you.
Arturo Sandoval performs tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yes, he is our headliner tonight. We will open the concert tonight at 8 o'clock with the University of Missouri St. Louis Jazz Ensemble, which I get the honor of directing. And Arturo will be performing a number with us tonight before he takes the stage with his band for the last part of the concert.
And tomorrow night, you have Count Basie. Well, not Count Basie himself, but the legendary Count Basie Orchestra.
If Count Basie is on the stage tomorrow night, I'm really going to be pretty freaked out. But man, what a would that be great or what? I had the pleasure of meeting Count Basie on a couple of occasions, and just his sheer just the fact that it was him, and he was a man of so few words. He once again, like Arturo, he let his music do the talking for him. But the band is still out there, still as popular as ever. And even though we don't have the in-person Mr. Basie with us, his persona and his spirit is ever so much still alive and well. And once again, having the legendary Count Basie Orchestra with us tomorrow night, it's just, where can you go and find a festival better than what we are offering this year with Arturo and the Count Basie Orchestra?
And the Count Basie Orchestra is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I think we're going to go out with a piece of the legendary Count Basie Orchestra. This is April in Paris.
Producer Alex Hoyer spoke with Jim Widener, director of jazz studies, the jazz studies program at UMSL, and with jazz trumpeter, composer, and pianist Arturo Sandoval, who performs tonight at 8 at the Two Hill. If you'd like more details and ticket information, please visit our website, stlpublicradio.org. You're listening to April in Paris by the legendary Count Basie Orchestra. Coming up, we meet two Alvin Ailey dancers. This is St. Louis Public Radio.